KROC AM 744, Rochester's Good Morning. Rich Peterson, time to get an update on downtown. Andrew Goachman and Laura Engelman are in the studio. How are you guys doing?
How you doing?
Wonderful.
It's good.
So we've got social ice right around the corner, don't we?
We do, yeah. It seems like the weather is kind of cooperating for today, right? It's a little bit cold, icy. But social ice is going to be February 18th, 19th, and 20th. That's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Who knows what it's going to be then?
Who knows? I mean, what it was like, how warm was it yesterday?
43 at my house.
43, yeah.
We don't want that.
No. Well, after maybe a bunch of days of 20 below or something.
Yeah. We want comfortably cool weather, right?
All right, so we're looking for 20s.
20s, yeah, that'd be perfect.
20s with no wind.
No wind.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
All right, so that's what it's going to be then during social ice.
So
for those that aren't familiar with it, explain exactly what goes on.
Yeah, so social ice is Rochester, Minnesota's ice bar. Basically what we do is we take over the Peace Plaza in downtown Rochester, and we host an ice bar. It's about 7 different ice bars, and they're run by 7 different restaurants and bars downtown. And they kind of basically do their best to kind of come up with the most creative ways to host an ice bar. You'll see things from Willy Wonka to, what else do we have, Laura?
The Avengers theme. Minnesota Nice.
Yeah, so it's quite the sight to see. And some of the bars are even interactive, so they have like little, I think last year there was like ice miniature golf. They have luges where you can pour shots down and the whole thing. So it's pretty fun. It's quite the spectacle. And we pack about like 46,000 people in there. So that was what it was last year.
Now that's total over the 3 days.
I'm sorry, yeah, over the 3 days,
not just at one time. Yeah. That would be pretty crowded.
That would be very, very crowded. Yeah. So over 3 days. We're thinking about maybe 50,000 this year. So it's going to be, if it's really cold, at least if there's a lot of like body warmth or something.
Sure, and there's usually some scattered heaters running around there too, aren't there?
Yeah, they look pretty cool. They're like flame heaters, so you get to see the flame. And last year was really, really cold. I think it was like negative 15, and there's a shot of a guy hugging one of the heaters. It's pretty funny.
You don't recommend that.
But, I don't recommend it, no.
But it's always it is a fun event. It's really gotten to be a pretty big deal because the first year you had, a few thousand people, and then all of a sudden 46,000.
Yeah, I mean, it was 2009, I think it was the first year. Mm-hmm. There was one ice bar, and 200 people showed up for it. So, and that was considered pretty, a good turnout. So to go from 200 people up to about 46,000, that's pretty nice.
Not bad.
Not bad,
at all. So it doesn't cost to get in, just show up. And if you care to have a beverage, there you are.
Yep. And there's alcoholic, there's non-alcoholic beverages. Mm-hmm. There's a selection of beer. And as you mentioned, it is free to enter. So there's no cost or anything like that open to public. So, and there's other things too. I mean, it's not just about drinking. There are some really neat ice sculptures that are there. Mm-hmm. DMC is going to be doing a really cool ice sculpture. TEDx, if you're familiar with TEDx, they're going to have a really cool ice sculpture there. And it's just really about getting out, taking some pictures with them. We're going to be broadcasting and displaying a lot of live shots from social ice, from people's Instagram and Twitter feeds right up there on the Siemens building. So that'd be really cool. You can kind of see your photos real time up on the wall there.
Wow.
Yeah, technology.
I guess. We can't. It's hard to keep up. Hard to keep a grasp of all of this stuff that's available. I'm glad you guys are.
Yeah, it's a lot, but it's
all
fun.
Right. So, again, it's February 18th,
18th, 19th, and 20th. Yep, okay, downtown Rochester, Peace Plaza. It's free to attend.
All right. Now, there's another event coming up, Laura, that is it a ladies' night out on the way?
It is.
When is that going to happen?
So we're really excited for our first ladies' night out ever here in downtown Rochester. It's going to be March 10th, Thursday night from 5 to 9 p.m. Scattered all about downtown through different businesses. They'll be opening their doors with fun food and drink and specials just for the ladies coming out. We're also going to have some free shopping totes to give to the first 100 women that show up.
So what happens if a guy accidentally goes out that night?
I mean, they have good odds, I guess. No, it's totally fine. Guys are welcome.
They just don't get the special deals that the ladies do.
Well, they'll get the deals. They won't get the free shopping tote.
Oh, okay. All right.
But we are also really excited to have Robin Wolfram on board from KTTC. She'll be down there that night.
Nice.
Kind of experiencing everything with all the ladies.
All right. Very good. So, again, that's March 10th.
Yes.
So keep that date in mind. What is that? Is that a
Thursday.
It's a Thursday.
Yep. Okay. Yeah.
From 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., I believe.
Yep.
Yeah.
Usually February and March are exactly the same for dates, but this year is the leap year, so we got an extra day, so that screws everything.
Yeah.
But, or I could just flip it over to March, but that'd be looking too far ahead on my calendar. Mm-hmm. Anything else coming up?
Oh, actually, this week, kind of going back to Socialize, we're going to be hosting some contests online on our website and also Facebook. So if you want to check that out, it's some chance to win some gift cards. It's pretty neat, fun way to interact with it. And we're going to be releasing our specialty drinks video. You get an in-depth look at some of the drinks you'll see at Socialize. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool. I may think that there's going to be possibly some candied bacon and a hot chocolate drink. So it's... Yeah, I think they're stepping it up a little bit this year.
Boy, I guess so. Yeah. Well, you know, you got a top last year.
Yeah, I know, you do. It's
last
competition,
year was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you mean when it was 15 below and we still had 46,000 people?
Out of the course of the 3 days, yes. Yeah. It's pretty amazing. Thursday definitely was not as well attended as Saturday,
right.
Friday and Saturday.
Seems to me the weather got really nice, decent later on. And those.
Yeah. Thursday was really, really cold. I mean, that was a really cold day. Okay. It was borderline almost calling it because it was so cold. But Friday and Saturday, it was perfect weather, and it was a really great turnout those 2 days.
And we do have hop-on, hop-off trolley service that's free to all those attending. Okay. So the trolley will be loading at the Peace Plaza and then making the rounds to downtown bars and just a continuous loop throughout the night. So if people do need to warm up, they could go to a bar for a while and then come back down to the Peace Plaza all free.
And it's every 15 minutes, so like pick up at the Peace Plaza, drop you off places like Dooley's, Chester's, the Tap House, and it's an easy way to warm up, like Laura said.
And phone numbers of local cab companies will be available as well.
Sure.
Yeah. If you're planning on eating out, I'd recommend making reservations now or, you know, somewhat closer to the event date just in case they book up pretty quickly because it is a pretty busy event. Mm-hmm. And you just want to make sure you can get a table now if you want. And as always, parking is free after 5 o'clock, so you can park in the parking garages on the street. But if you're drinking, we don't recommend driving.
All right. DowntownRochesterMN.com is the website.
Correct.
All right. Ender, thanks. Laura, good to see you again, too.
Yeah, you as well.
Yeah, thanks, Rich. Appreciate it.